Country Bob FM.
Bob FM Almanac, the highlight of the morning. Here Absolutely. Today for Wednesday, April 8th. We do have a Bob FM salute.
It's a TV theme time salute.
We usually don't get to TV theme time quite this early, but here it is. It's a theme from the Virginian, Neil, who passed away, James Drury.
Yes, he was the Virginian for the entire run of the program. And, yeah, Doug McClure was one of the other actors. Lee J. Cobb was in the early ones. You know, they had three different kind of patriarchs of the big ranch at Medicine Bow at Shiloh.
He passed away from natural causes. He was 85.
Yeah, he was a ripe old age.
The Virginian. Where do you find that on modern day television, Neil? Can you find that on the INSP network
yes.
or the Old West network?
Both. INSP and regular, you know, that's kind of regular cable. And then if you subscribe to the Stars Western channel, it's on there every night at Following Lawman.
That's a Bob Almanac salute, James Drury, the Virginian.
Mm-hmm.
Wednesday, April 8th, 99th day of the year, 267 left to go. Today's patent of the day, the first ever fire escape, 1766. Buildings were getting taller. We needed to find a way, in the event of a fire, to vacate the building when we get to the third, fourth, fifth, sixth story, etc. We needed a fire escape. Plus, they needed a place for the teenager to go sneak out and smoke cigarettes.
Right.
So, yes, a wicker basket on a pulley and a chain. So there's a fire at your house and you make a fire escape out of wicker. Dried plant material.
Mm.
Very dry.
What could go wrong there?
Very flammable. Mm. I'm not sure.
Yep.
But anyway, 1766, 1865, this is a big day. This is when General Robert E. Lee surrendered at Appomattox.
Yep.
Civil War ending. This date, 1865. 1939.
Albania, Albania, you border on the Adriatic.
There are stations in Albany that don't, or excuse me, we are in Albany, right?
Yeah.
One of our signals comes out of Albany. There are stations in Albania that don't talk as much about Albania as we do.
Thank you, Coach. Yes.
So in 1939, King Zog, oh God, no, that's Zog. King Zog the First of Albania fleed. He fled.
He fled.
He fleed.
He fleed.
He had My fleas. Dog has fleed. So he fled Albania. And, you know, if you continue the Coach song there from Cheers, he mentions that in the song. I think it's the second or third verse, he mentions the fleeing of King Zog.
Yes.
Albania, Albania, King Zog fled in 1939. I'm pretty sure of it.
Yes.
They had to cut it, though. They just didn't have time in the...
Right, for the whole... Yeah, that was on the cutting
room
floor.
For the whole thing in the episode. So that was in 39. 74.
Here's the pitch by Downing. Swinging. There's a drive into left center field.
I know what that is.
That ball is going to be out of here. It's gone. It's 7-15. There's a new home run champion of all time, and it's Henry Aaron.
Big Al Downing, he threw an easy one up there. He wanted to be forever remembered.
That was a meatball.
Yeah, he threw a meatball up there, and Hank Aaron.
Didn't miss it.
Henry Aaron, Hammerin' Hank, 715.
One of the all-time good guys
passing
right there.
Babe Ruth. And, you know, he is still my all-time home run hitter, right?
Yeah.
What did he finish with? 744? 755?
755, wasn't it?
Yeah. And who's ahead of him?
It's Cheaters.
Barry Bonds.
Yeah, Bonds.
And he is a what?
Cheater.
Who else passed him? Well, did anybody else pass him? I don't think anybody else passed him. Sosa didn't. McGuire didn't.
No.
Bonds is the only one, right? Look it up.
Yeah, I will.
To be sure.
I don't have
baseball in my mind. I'm not watching baseball.
I don't either.
So
I'm out of it
I'm
right
losing
now.
A lot of my baseball memory because we don't have baseball on the old telly. But that was this date, 1974. In 83, David Copperfield.
Tonight, the illusion of the century. David Copperfield will attempt to make the Statue of Liberty disappear.
You know, know, the funny thing about David Copperfield, he can make the Statue of Liberty disappear, but he could not make his mounting credit card debt or his acne disappear.
Guy can only do so much.
It just didn't make sense. So that was in 83. Here's a Phyllis Diller note for you.
Oh. I'm so behind with my work. Today, I took my Christmas tree down. I had to chop it down. It took root. Well, and of course, there's a lot of dirt in the house. The most fun I ever had with the dirt. A vacuum cleaner salesman came to the front door. I let him in. He threw the dirt on the rug, and he couldn't find it.
So this date in 1985, the great Phyllis Diller underwent a surgical procedure. So she had permanent eyeliner on her eyes to eliminate the need for eyelid makeup. Permanent eyeliner, Neil.
You're not making that up?
No, I'm not making that up. Phyllis Diller.
Wow, okay.
86.
And finally tonight, Carmel, California has a new mayor. From today on, the town, so prim it outlawed ice cream cones, has to deal with Clint.
Clint Eastwood was the and became the new mayor of Carmel, California, elected on this date, 1986. He was a tough guy. You wouldn't want to go to his office.
Well,
better be ready.
Do ya, punk?
Yeah. So that was in 86. In 89.
Up the middle, off Abbott. Abbott tracks it down, throws to first, got it.
I'm assuming that he is the only major league player, Jim Abbott, that threw and caught with the same hand.
Then very few, yeah.
He had to do it because he only had one hand.
Right.
He was a left-handed pitcher. He was born without his right hand, and he made his debut. He came out of the University of Michigan and went to the California Angels, made his debut, lasted 4 2/3 innings, but just the fact. And then he went to the National League, and he would get hits.
Yeah.
He could hit the ball.
The guy was an athlete,
the way
for
he would,
sure.
The way he would transition the glove, you know, he'd kind of have it on that, for lack of a better word, stump.
Stump. He was a very serviceable major league pitcher.
And then, he had a long career, and then he transitioned it over, and he fielded his position actually pretty well.
Yeah.
As was displayed in that audio highlight.
Right.
That was this date
amazing,
in 1991, Oakland A's. Their stadium became the first outdoor arena to ban smoking in the USA.
Mm.
They brought Bob Casey in. No smoking at Alameda County Coliseum. No smoking at Alameda County Coliseum.
Doesn't
he was
roll
the no
off
smoking
the tongue
guy.
No, quite not. As well. But
there was no smoking always in the Metrodome from the beginning. There's
right.
just no way you could do it.
No.
Indoor, using air to support the roof. 1994, on a related note, another big hit. Smoking took another hit on this date, 1994. Smoking banned at the Pentagon and all military bases.
Yeah.
So you no longer hear, I got to fire that missile, but first I'm going to head outside and outside the office and light up a heater.
Fire up a heater.
No longer would you hear that at the Pentagon in 1994. Also 94.
Hi, I'm Kurt Loder with an MTV News special report on a very sad day. Kurt Cobain, the leader of one of rock's most gifted and promising bands, Nirvana, is dead, and this is the story as we know it so far. Cobain's body was found in a house in Seattle on Friday morning. He was dead of an apparently self-inflicted shotgun blast to the head.
And it was 1994, this day discovered at his home, Kurt Cobain, just 27 years old. And then a year ago,
a 17-foot-long python. Officials say the snake weighed 140 pounds when they removed it from Big Cypress National Preserve in Florida, making it the largest ever down there. And when trappers captured the record-setting snake, she had, 73 eggs.
73 eggs. What's the mortality rate of newly born pythons? Would all 73 survive? You should know, Neil. Aren't you a reptile expert, or do you know more about amphibians? Where are you at?
Probably amphibians.
This
I
was a,
dislike snakes of
this
all
was,
kinds.
Oh, you're like Indiana Jones.
Yeah.
This is a Burmese python. Shouldn't it be? It's no longer Burma, so it shouldn't be Myanmar python? A Myanmarese python? Although it will always be Burma to me.
Right.
But that was a year ago, 2019. Birthdays, funny man, Shecky Green.
Thank you, Groucho. I think that's the most important thing in our business, a nice introduction. Because I had an introduction one time on a television show about 8 years ago, almost destroyed my career the way I was brought out. There's a guy on Sunday nights, I forget his name right now, but...
he's tonight on our show. Well, I'd like very much, ladies and gentlemen, introduce a young, fat, Fat, young, young, fat, fat, young, young, fat. A young, fat. Made it sound like there was a Chinese comic coming out.
Jackie Green, pretty good impersonation of Ed Sullivan. Yeah, is 94, one of the Duke 94. Boys.
Well, are we going to go after him? We're just going to sit here all day.
Well, it just so happens that I left my car keys in my pants pocket. And right now, I ain't got no pants pockets.
Since when do we need keys to start a car?
Yes, indeed. Oh, classic Bo and Luke, right? Classic
sure.
Bo and Luke. It's Bo's birthday today, John Schneider. And, of course, he then took that success on Dukes of Hazzard and turned that into a singing career.
He did.
Number of hits.
Yep, number.
Many of which you can hear right here on Bob FM. You know who you don't hear is Julian Lennon.
Sitting on a pebble by the river, playing guitar.
Except for right now.
Wondering if we're really ever gonna get that far.
He sounds eerily like his dad.
What does he
you
ever...
know.
John Lennon's son, Julian Lennon. This is one of his hits. Too Late for Goodbyes was the other. This one is Velat. Velat.
Very
Julian
nice.
Lennon, 57 on our list here today as we move along.
You got what I need.
Now, you know, there are some rappers who can sing, and there's some rappers who can't. Biz Markie knew that he couldn't sing, but he still did this, and it became a huge hit. People love it. Rapper Biz Markie.
Ouch.
He'll be our rapper of the day today.
Yeah.
Biz Markie is 56.
You're the Dread Pirate Roberts. Admit it.
With pride. What can I do for you?
You can die slowly, cut into 1,000 pieces.
Hardly complimentary, Your Highness. Why loose your venom on me?
You killed my love.
Did he kill Inigo Montoya's father? I am Inigo Montoya. You kill my father. Prepare to die.
After that,
that's
Princess
from Princess Bride.
Bride. Yes.
She was the princess. She was the Buttercup, right?
I think so.
And
yes.
Then she was also Jenna from Forrest Gump.
Oh,
Robin
nice.
Wright, the
yep.
former Robin Wright Penn, was married to Sean Penn for more than just a few years. They made that marriage last more than a decade, if I'm not mistaken. She's 54. Let's go to the Tool Man's backyard.
Mom said you're supposed to be nice. You see Mom anywhere in this backyard? Now get lost. You've got to play with me. We're brothers. We're not your brothers. Yes, you are. I'm going to let you in on a secret.
Poor Mark. He was the one who was terrorized by Brad and Randy on Home Improvement. Yeah. And the young man who played Mark, Taryn Noah Smith, can you guess? Because I know you don't have it on your list. Your staff doesn't know who Mark from Home Improvement is.
No.
But any guess on how old Mark is? He was the youngest of the three boys on Home Improvement.
40?
36.
Oh, it was in the ballpark.
36. And another rapper of the day today, Dej Loaf. Dej Loaf. It's a she. Rapper Dej Loaf.
Of course it is.
Is 29.
Maybe Dej Loaf can sing. That other Biz Markie or whatever.
Yeah, but he turned it into a hit. He's basically
possible?
Parroting himself.
Yeah.
It was genius, actually.
Okay. Well, we'll go with that. By the way, it is Barry Bonds still. Nobody's passed him, and nobody's passed Henry.
But again, what is he?
A cheater.
And Henry was 755.
Yes,
he was. I always sometimes mess up and say 744 because that was his number.
That's true.
That was his uniform number. Was not 744, but 44.
And Bonds ended at 762. All right.
Bah.
Yeah, cheater. He's still right. I'm with you. Henry's my all-time guy and just one of the great guys in baseball, too. Gone but not forgotten today. We start with three-time Olympic gold medal winning figure skater Sonja Henie, who was born on this day in 1912. Now, she was the first female athlete to earn $1 million. Pretty impressive. Former first lady of the day is Betty Ford, married to Gerald, who stumbled around somewhat, but then of course Betty Ford did tremendous things for substance abuse with her rehabilitation clinic. Edward Mulhare is an actor.
Devin, that's my car. I left it out in the desert.
No, it may look like your car, but in actuality this vehicle is probably the most expensive car in the world.
Come on, this is my car.
Yeah, but not anymore.
Yeah, it
I
was.
Don't know if he still owns it. I don't know. Did he have the pink slip for it? Did he have the registration? Was it under Michael Knight's?
I don't.
Was it under Devin's name? We don't know.
We don't know for sure.
We really should check that out. But
dig into that.
He was Michael Knight's boss, if you will. Kind of told him what to do. And
yep. He was also in The Ghost and Mrs. Muir from the mid 60s. Edward Mulhare with 1923.
Did he have a real nice goatee in that? I remember facial hair.
Yeah.
From The Ghost and Mrs. Muir.
Yes, it seems to me. Basketball Hall of Famer. He was one of the greatest Celtics of all time, John Havlicek, born on this day, 1940. Member, soul singer, and original MTV VJ, J.J. Jackson.
Well, all right. I'm J.J. Jackson, and I'll be sitting in with the latest video music performances the way they were meant to be. That's in stereo on MTV Music Television. You'll never look at music the same way again.
Now, your staff actually confusing and combining, too, because they were thinking of this guy. This is another J.J. Jackson. He's the soul singer.
Oh, yeah.
He was born
they're
in 40.
They're not the same guy.
No, they're not
right.
the same guy. They were born in 42, or he was born in 42, and J.J. Jackson of MTV, 41. Oh, I don't know if he ever had a hit, but he played the hits.
He played them. So J.J. and this J.J.
All right.
1941 for J.J. Remember, he was a fine pitcher with the Oakland A's and the Yankees. Jim Catfish Hunter.
Top of the ninth inning, nobody on. 4-0 in favor of the A's. Jim Hunter. Here he comes again with the 3-2 delivery. Fastball leading up. Great screen. The fly is 6-0 here.
No hitter against the Twins in 68. Do you remember who he struck out for that final out?
It was
a Twins pinch hitter. He pinch hit for the number 9 position.
Rich Reese?
It was Rich Reese.
Was it really?
He fouled off 5 consecutive 3-2 pitches before striking out. So he battled. He went up there and battled, tried to break up the perfect game, but could not do it. And Jim Catfish Hunter, if you remember, he went 3-for-4 with 3 RBIs. So
that's pretty good day all the way around.
He pretty much supported himself. That's pretty amazing.
That was a good guess on my part, Rich Reese.
Hey, you know your stuff.
I do. And then, of course, Catfish Hunter, we lost him to ALS, too, tragically. He was born on this day, 1946. Another baseball Hall of Famer. Fine catcher with the Expos. And I don't know who else. Gary Carter, 1954. And he was the American Sniper. War hero Chris Kyle was born on this day, 1974. And they're all gone. But not forgotten.
He's the one who had the run-in with Jesse Ventura, right?
Yes, yeah.
Believe so. All right, now they're all gone but not forgotten.
Yes.
Would you like to set up a memorable Bob-a-thon and the start of our no-repeat workday with a song from Alabama called Tennessee River? Or you could do a song that has parentheses in it, Joe Diffie, New Way to Light Up an Old Flame.
Well.
Or the Bellamy Brothers' Crazy from the Heart.
Jeez, I mean, I feel like I need to go parentheses. Let's do it. Joe Diffie.
KDDG Albany. KDDG HD1 Albany St. Cloud. KBG.